Welcome to episode 5 of It's No Secret Podcast Live. We are your hosts, Bianca Rose, Teresa, and Charis. Say hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Swell.
Swell.
Here.
What'd you say?
I said swell.
Oh, here. She is here. She is here. She has arrived. Welcome everybody to the show. For anyone watching us live on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram, hello. Don't be afraid to join in our conversation throughout the show. It definitely makes for a better conversation when you guys share your opinions with all of us as well. But what's going on? How are you guys been? It's been a week, right?
It's been a week. I made it home.
She made it home from Wisconsin.
How was your trip?
It was so much fun. It was so cold, but it was so much fun. I dressed for the cold when I came back to work. My coworker was like, "You're doing something different with your hair. You're doing something different with your look. The North has changed you." I said, "Baby, it has."
it was a motivator, right?
We'll just call it that.
What about you, Charis? How are you?
I'm good. Just
has it been a good week so far since the last time we met?
So
you look like you had to think about that for a second.
Yeah,
no complaints here. I had my trip to California this weekend. And I'll talk about that a little bit more when I talk about my highs and lows. But speaking of, let's go ahead and dive into the usual, our highs and lows of the week. As always, we're going to start with our lows. Bianca, you want to go first today?
Sure. My low was the fact that my flight was canceled coming home, so I had to jump on the earliest flight that I could. And coming back from Wisconsin, I actually got delayed in Dallas because it was snowing. We actually got stuck on the runway for over 4 hours, or for about four hours. So like in the plane itself, on the runway. The runway was iced, and by the time we were waiting, the plane was iced, and we had to de-ice everything. And the pilot kept having to come on the intercom and just remind us, like, "Hey, we are on an active runway. As soon as we get that green flag to take off, we are taking off." And we fucking did, because just out of nowhere, you just felt the <lead. laughs> They're like, "Hold my hand."
Did you hold hands with a stranger, B?
Yeah, basically. So I was stuck for about 4 hours on the runway.
That's wild.
Yeah. Let it be fucking Dallas of all places. Y'all were so worried about Wisconsin. It was damn Dallas. Shout out Dallas.
Texas is not made for cold weather. It's just not. It's not.
Mm-mm.
Charis, what was your low?
My low, honestly, is that it's only Wednesday. Like, I'm happy to be with you ladies, but I feel like this week is dragging. It's definitely
I can agree.
Yeah.
Today felt like the longest day ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was glad to get off work and come see your beautiful faces.
Right.
So my low, as you guys know from the last episode, I went to California to take my daughter back to her dad. So that was kind of my low, was having to say bye to the baby. She's not a baby. She's 11, but she's my baby.
She'll always be your baby.
Exactly. She'll actually be 12 tomorrow. But yeah, having to say goodbye to my baby girl over there. And then while I was in California, there was like two different earthquakes and my nephew got into an accident. So it was like a very eventful.
That weekend. Seems very eventful.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't go back for a while.
No, stop it.
Stop it. Are we trying to hold her hostage in Texas?
No, I'm trying to get you here. I'm trying to bribe you to come here. Clearly you're putting Teresa's life at stake.
I know, right? Don't jeopardize my life, please.
Well, aside from the lows, T, what's your high for the week?
My high, ironically, was being in California. So although all of that was going on, I got to spend a lot of time with my brothers, my sister, my other sister over here, and her babies. So I got to see Sharis in person, which we hadn't seen each other in almost 2 years.
Wow.
One of my other friends, ironically, the one I was talking about in the last episode, the one that swindled her way back into my life, I got to see her too. So yeah, it was, although the California trip was eventful in not the most positive ways, I still got to see people that I haven't gotten to spend some quality time with in a long time. So it was really nice to get to do that. But next time I'm taking my babies and my husband with me because I really missed them while I was gone.
Oh, you went by yourself with your daughter. It was just the two of y'all.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was just the two of us.
Just the two of us. You put that in my head, T. Oh my God. You were doing that shit today.
I had songs stuck in my head all freaking day today.
What is it called when you have a song stuck in your head? Is it like a...
Is there a term for that? I need to know what this
term is. Yeah, isn't like, is it a song siren, earworm, something?
I don't know, but whatever it is, I have it all the time.
Are you one of those people who like you can do a tune and get it, people stuck in, or get it stuck in people's head?
Yes. Very much so. Sure, you're breaking up a little bit over there, but I can still see you. What was your high, Bianca?
Let's see. My high was making it back in time to go have dinner with my coworkers. Believe it or not, I actually really do like my coworkers. So just seeing them outside of work and immediately the day after I got back. I am. I do like the attention. So if I go somewhere and everyone's like, oh, it's Bianca, I'm like, it's me. I like that attention.
Aww. Hey, at least you're honest about it.
Right.
I just need it. I'm Tinkerbell.
Thank you, Jaded Countessa. She said it is called earworm.
See?
Earworm.
Earworm.
I've never heard
it. And she said happy birthday to my baby girl. So thank you. I know. I've never heard that term either.
As much as that happens, seriously. I've never heard that term.
Well, then it might be a Southern thing.
Maybe. Who knows?
You know how you have like those Northern and Southern slang terms?
Either way, you learn something new every day, right?
This is true.
Darlene, what's your high, baby?
So my high, this is going to sound really crazy, but my high happened today. And I got my BLT that I've been craving.
The foodie has arrived.
It was so exciting. Like, I don't know if you guys follow me, like on social media, I have like literally been talking about this BLTA since last week. I woke up at like 5 o'clock in the morning. Just that's all I wanted, some fruit, a BLT, and a sparkling apple cider, and that was it. And I didn't get it all last week. So
did you get all three?
So I was really excited. Well, I had the sparkling apple cider like over the weekend because on my way to baseball, and then today I had the BLT. It's nothing new, but yeah. Mission accomplished.
Do y'all ever get like those sores on y'all's tongues whenever you're craving something?
Do we get the
Like whenever you're craving something, you get like a sore on your tongue, and you're like, "Oh, what am I craving?" Because like my body's like reacting to it or something.
No.
It's like an old wives' tale, basically.
Is that like another thing that we don't know about?
Something else new.
No, I've never heard of that. Oh, man. Well, really quickly, before we dive into like what we're going to be talking about today, I wanted to see if you guys knew about it. Shari don't have TikTok, so she probably don't even care. But the TikTok ban is supposedly going into effect sometime this month. I think it was like January
19th.
Like that. Yeah. Are you okay, Bianca?
No. I live and die by it. I was actually talking to Nikita about it earlier. I'm like, what are we going to do when it goes? Like, how are we going to talk to each other? Are we even going to be friends?
You guys are going to have to actually converse now and text each other. And, I'm just
kidding. And we'll be texting and conversing with references only.
Send YouTube and Instagram reels just migrate over. But I heard like it's like if you already have the app, it'll remain for you, but like you won't be able to update it or anything anymore or see, something like that.
I feel like that happened the last time where TikTok was going to be banned. And they said the same thing. They're like, if you already have TikTok, then you don't, you know, you're not going to lose it. I think that's kind of what got Nikita to download it too. Correct me if I'm wrong. She's like, oh, I might as well. Let me just get it now. And she went down that rabbit hole so fast. She was so against it. Now that's like our daily routine.
Well, I guess now we don't have to worry about harassing the whoever has It's No Secret podcast just in general if it's all going away. So
no, I still want to have that domain. I still want it. Fighting tooth and nail to the very end.
Can't use it, but yeah,
exactly. Exactly. I mean, as long as we don't delete the app, we can use it, but I don't know if this stuff will connect to it no more for a live. So who knows?
Well, did y'all know that there's that other app that's similar to TikTok?
Red.
What, is it the
Red Note or something like that?
Something. There's like a Red Note. There's another one like with the color yellow in the title. I can't remember what that one was called. But I've seen a couple like TikTokers posting like, come follow me over here since TikTok's going away.
I don't think I have that much energy to put in that effort, babe. Just follow me on Facebook. Be friends with me on Facebook. I'm just reverting back to Old Faithful because my space is gone. So Facebook it is.
I'm like Facebook and Instagram. I'm just going right back over there. Yep.
Play it safe. Play it safe, ladies.
Exactly. Charis is like, bye, TikTok. Miss you never.
I just watch. People send me on it and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And like, it's so bad. Like, I don't even follow nobody, nothing. Like, every time I click on people who send me, and then I'm like, just watch.
Just watch.
Like, follow. I'm not even on here.
I was so adamant about sharing videos that I would have to save the videos and then send it as a text message. And I'm like, I just need you to download the app, please.
Oh, damn, you were saving the video?
Because I really wanted people to see this video that I saw.
Oh, wow.
And they're like, I don't want to get on TikTok. I'm like, okay, but I need you to because I'm going to put in this effort because it's funny.
Yeah. For those of you guys who, you know, love TikTok and are on it all the time, if you need something to watch, just go, you know, subscribe to us on YouTube and watch our show instead. Thanks.
Yeah.
Shameless plug. No, I'm just kidding.
Go ahead and throw the banner of our
I know, right? Please follow, like, and subscribe. It's No Secret podcast. All right. So going into topics for today, for episode 5, of course, I was contemplating life like always, but I actually had a couple people that watched our previous episode telling us about how much they liked it and how it felt like we just had so much more to say because we kind of like cut it off. We don't want to cut off our Instagram live viewers. So we kind of give ourselves that time limit. So we're going to dive back into friendships and talking a little bit more about all the things involving friendships. But if you watched our last episode, we kind of left off with the topic of toxic friendships. And I was pretty much the only one that got to comment on that because it was time to go. So I did want to open it up to start off to both Bianca and Charis on like any insight on toxic friendships that you guys have experienced and what you may even consider to be toxic.
Charis, you take the lead on this one.
Charis breaking up. I cannot make out anything you're saying right now. Oh, I made that out. Okay, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay. No, I just said that. Like, you know, a toxic friendship is just like a toxic relationship. Like, if you're not here to pour into me or give me any good, Like, I don't even have the energy to try to fix it, try to revamp it, make it better. Like, I'm just not going to even entertain it. Like, I'm just not in that space. And, you know, just move on from him. Like, you don't need those type of people in your life at all.
But what do you consider toxic when it comes to friendships?
Just somebody who's not supportive, someone who doesn't match, you know, your energy. And I'm not saying like we have to be identical, but just meet me where I'm at, you know. People who, oh God, like, I don't like friends that like will talk about you with other friends or, you know, stuff like that. Like, I'm not going to sit around and do that. Like, what we talk about is what we talk about. I mean, now if we're a collective group, and even then, I'm not going to sit around and talk about you with our, you know, mutual friend. Yeah. Like, let's all talk together if that's the case, you know? But I just feel like that to me is like the biggest thing. And that happens a lot in my old circles, but it's like, I don't even care to hear how somebody else is doing that. I don't even talk to. Why are you even telling me? Because I know them. That's not my business.
Right.
Not my place. Like, if they wanted me to know, they tell me themselves. And if we ain't talking on that level, then, and they shouldn't know nothing about me.
Yeah. Plain and
simple.
Unless it's something I told them myself.
Right. Mm-hmm. So to me, I think that's like one of the biggest things, like of toxic friendships. A big sign.
What about you, B?
For me, a lot of the situations and experience that I have with toxic friendships usually stem from me feeling attacked or feeling bad about myself. It wasn't even the characteristics of them with other people. It's how they actually made me feel. So a lot of the friends that I had in high school, or, you know, just out of high school in some way, would belittle me in some way, or be like that passive aggressive, try to like embarrass me in some way, just make me feel bad, try to make them feel or look better in front of that people. You know, I've had a friend who I can tell a specific story. Like, I went out with my friend. I considered her a close friend at the time. We went out to have dinner with her guy friends. She's like, oh, come on. And I was like, I don't want to, because I don't have clothes to go out. Like, I have clothes to stay the night. I have pajamas.
Right.
And she's like, you could just wear some of my clothes. And I'm like, baby, I am, at the time, I'm like, I'm a size 9, 10, and you are a size 2. I cannot fit in that stuff. And she's like, no. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And she, I'm going to say like forced me, but I mean, she didn't like gun to my head or anything, but she got me to put on her outfits, and it just looked so horrendous on me. And I just felt so conscious of myself that I'm like, I don't feel comfortable. I'm over here like this. And I like sat the whole time with her two friends, just not myself and just so self-conscious of it. And she even made a comment about it too. And I'm like, this isn't what I want. Like, no,
right.
I am feeling so insecure about myself right now that it was a regular thing. It. Yeah.
I'm like, how are you going to force me?
Absolutely. She was aware of it, and she would make comments too, just, and I'm like, I'm going to cry right now. Like, yeah. Don't, like, you're, I feel like you're doing this on purpose. And I feel like she knew that I knew that. And the fact that I was being such a pushover, and I'm like, I'm trying to be nice. I don't want to start a fight. I'm not a confrontational person. And I think she took advantage of that, and that in return just didn't do me any favors. And so that itself, toxic. It just made me feel bad about me. I already struggle with a lot of body dysmorphia and my own self-confidence sometimes. Mm-hmm. I know I fake it so well here, but it's still a struggle. And it just stems from what I thought at the time was just reinforcement of what I thought of myself.
Mm.
So it didn't benefit me in any way. And the fact that it lasted as long really had an impact. So
Are you still friends with them? No, right?
No.
Okay, good. Just kidding. Just making sure, you know. I was gonna say I need to have a talk with your friend. No, I'm just kidding. For me, and I mean, I gave some examples in the last episode. So if you didn't watch episode 4, please go check it out. But I made some references as to some toxic relationships that I had in the past. But for me, like, the toxicity really comes in as in the form of, like, what do they call them? Energy vampires, I think.
That's
what
they would just, like, suck the energy out of you.
Yeah. So, like, again, as I've mentioned, I think on every episode now, like, I'm really big on energy, really big on vibes. So if I leave you feeling drained or feeling like really heavy in some kind of way, to me, that's the toxicity. So I'm like, that's what I need to stay away from. So I'm learning again. I'm a grown ass fucking woman now, but I'm learning to, like, listen to those cues and pay attention to how I feel after I interact with people, and then trust that instead of, like, constantly giving everybody the benefit of the doubt. It's like, I'm not saying you're a bad person per se, but something about you just, I don't know. Like, it's just, I feel drained. And so, like, I just try to stay away from that myself. But, like, hopefully we don't deal with that as much as we all used to. And speaking for myself, I used to deal with that a lot more back in the days than I do now.
And can I just say, like, I also knew somebody too that they were a great person, a wonderful person, but from the outside looking in, I said, I had to end our friendship too, just because every time that we would go out, there would be some type of drama with some type of friend or somebody. And just, I had to flat out say, you know what? You're not a bad person. You are surrounded by bad people, and I don't want to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to be toxic yourself, but if you surround yourself with toxic people, you are, you know, sadly just, you know,
a product of that.
You're a part of that. Mm-hmm. And people can tell. You pick up on those energies. So, and just be careful. If you're not that toxic person, but you have toxic people around you, maybe start filtering that out.
Amen. That was me. I had to start filtering that shit out. And I feel like, as someone who is what I consider to be a good friend, if I do that for you, like, if I drain you, or if you feel, if I make you feel a certain way and you decide to step away, baby, I understand. Like, do what's best for you, for your energy, protect your peace. Like, that's just kind of the space that I'm in life right now. Is I just rather not deal with it. And you don't have to either. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Yeah. But I think that comes too with, like, I won't say age necessarily. It comes with maturity, right? Mm-hmm. Or, like, self-awareness. If you are self-aware enough to know, like, hey, these are the things that kind of throw me off, so I need to be understanding if it throws somebody else off. Like, right. So, I mean, again, as you grow older, you kind of learn these things, but there's some people, because I tell Bianca this all the time, I feel like she's wise beyond her years. She's a lot more mature than a lot of people I know that are her age. And so I feel like it's safer to say that that comes with maturity versus coming with age.
Maturity and experience.
Yeah.
Just definitely Gary said it. Like, you got to go through some stuff to learn some stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of people who just stay in their same circle, stay stagnant, and just stay in that one place. And it's like, you're never going to grow, mature, learn things, experience things, you know? So yeah, got to leave that alone.
Yeah. Now, in the last episode, we talked about, like, how some changes in your life can happen and you lose friends and, you know, things like that. But one thing that I had mentioned from my experiences was, like, my move to Texas. So I lived in California, for anyone who's new to our show, and moved to Texas about almost 11 years ago now. And I lost a lot of friendships, or what I thought were friendships, in the process. But it kind of leads me to the next thing I wanted to ask the two of you guys about was like long distance friendships. Like, do you guys have friends that are in other states or other countries or, you know, other places that you have maintained? And if so, like, how does that work for you guys?
Go, Shari.
I mean, for me, really, it's you. And
you're welcome. I'm just kidding.
We didn't have to be long distance friends, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think, and you know, I even think in the beginning of that transition, not like we weren't friends, but I think it took us both time to like figure out, you know, who you were as a person there and who I was, who we were without each other, right? So we have to go through like that learning process, because leading up to that, we were together all the time. Yeah. You know, so, you know, we worked together, hang out after work, the kid, you know, we were just always together. So, you know, I think it took time for us to figure that out. And, you know, I think we were just in our own feelings about just that. So it was like just learning everything about that new part of our friendship. And, but I mean, I think, you know, once we were able to process those feelings and move past all of that, like, we were back to where we were. Like, it's like those friendships like you have, like we don't have to talk all the time, but when you do, you just pick up right where you left off. And it's always that way with me and T. Like, since she's been in Texas, like, you know, we'll go periods talking every day and then we don't talk, you know, and maybe, oh, once a week let's check in or, you know, things like that. But we always find our ways back to each other, like, to stay connected. So
you're like, bitch, I had to scroll in my FaceTime call log because I didn't see your name. What the
right.
hell?
Right. Like, that's been 10 days. Especially because when we were pregnant together, like, our connection became on a deeper level than it ever was when we were pregnant. You know, we were both just dealing with life in itself, then our pregnancies and, you know, just everything. So I think that was a huge time for us to reconnect, and we spent our entire pregnancy on the phone from the time we woke up to the time we went to sleep.
I mean, mind you, there was COVID going on too, so yeah.
So, you know, we were just home doing nothing. It was like, oh, let me, Caden's got school, let me homeschool him, I'll call you when I'm done, like, you know. But outside of that, you know, I think that definitely took our relationship to the next level, was just being able to go through those experiences together. But again, like, if I don't think that long distance is a thing, like, where people are like, oh, well, we can't be friends because there's all this distance between us. Like, no, if you want it to last, you're going to figure it out. And if that's really a true friend, your relationship is bigger than you physically being together. It's like an emotional attachment. It's a spiritual connection that you have with somebody. Like, I always say, like, she's my soulmate. Like, and, you know, and my best friend, like, she truly is. Like, if I leave here tomorrow, she knows everything about me and all my secrets. And if she ever shares them, I'd come back.
Do you have any long distance friends that you keep in touch with?
No, not really. I have one friend who joined the Navy. We were coworkers. He actually joined the Navy and now lives in near like Seattle, Washington area. But it wasn't that type, like, our friendship was, we worked together like all the freaking time. And the only time that we actually communicate is through memes, through social media. And then just he will let me know like whenever he's coming down, him, his wife and his kids, for the short time that he's having a get together with his family, and then invites me over. So I've met like his family and spent time with them when it's convenient to have us all together in one place. But we don't have like that friendship where we're like constantly talking, or an intimate type of friendship where I'm like, I'm going to be vulnerable with you right now. It's not anything like that. It's just that coworker friendship that just stayed stable, I guess. But yeah. I really don't have a lot of long distance friendships. If anything, the long distance friendships are the people that I used to work with and no longer do. Like my long distance is people who work at a different company or at a different department.
They're on the other side of town.
Yeah.
They're across the street.
They're two rows down from me now at the same building.
Oh, she's talking about me. No, I'm just kidding.
That's pretty long distance for me.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree with what you guys are saying, though. Like, when it comes to a long distance friendship, there has to be some type of mutual understanding that, like, life goes on. You know, to Shari's point, even with me and her, we went from seeing each other every single day in person, hanging out, partying, doing all the things 24/7 to, you know, me then moving. There was a while where we didn't, like, talk to each other at all for, like, a long time. And then she happened to call me to tell me that she was pregnant. And I was like, shut the fuck up. And she was like, why? And I was like, I'm pregnant too. Like, so it's like, that's just kind of how it happened. But Shari and other long distance, because of course I have long distance friends because I was the one that moved away. You know what I mean? So I left those friendships. I won't say left them behind, but I'm the one that caused the distance, right? And so, like, her, you know, my friend Elisa, the one that I just saw this last weekend in California, I hadn't seen her in 6 years. And I didn't even realize it was 6 years that I had seen her. But, like, we check in on each other every once in a while. We'll FaceTime every once in a while and things like that. Now, with that said, I want to call out a comment that Jaded Contessa put in our Instagram. She said, I think technology has definitely made it easier to maintain those connections. Mm-hmm. And I could not agree more. Like,
agree.
If it wasn't for FaceTime and WhatsApp and things like that, like, I can see Shari and her kids. Like, even though I'm not physically there, her daughter is like, Nina, because I'm her godmother. And, like, you know, she'll ask Shari, can we call my Nina? And, you know, when I did get to see them this weekend, it was like I've been around all the time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, mm-hmm. Thank God for that. And even without friendships, like, my parents, they live in Mexico. And so being able to use technology to have them see their grandkids and mm-hmm. talk to me and my husband. And, like, I'm just so grateful for the digital age because it has made long distance friendships so much easier to maintain. Oh, Tanisha 415 said, me and my long distance friend communicate mostly through reels. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a real reel.
Unintended.
A real relationship for sure. Like, it just totally helps. It helps.
It really does. And those reels probably say it better than I ever could. So
I agree. I'm like, sometimes there's just not words for it. I need to send you a video.
And you know what? And it's right. Also the fact that you can send multiple at a time. And it's like, I just want you to know that I thought about you 47 individual times.
47?
So I will send things back to back. I'll be on a whole real streak. And I'm just like, send it, send it, send it. They would love this. I thought about you 47 individual times. And I want you to feel very special about that because I did.
And
that's a good point.
You watch it on your own time. That's fine.
Yeah, but that's just what I was saying. You watch it on your own time because I'm like, my friends are 2 hours behind us. So, like, half the time they're sending me shit while I'm in my third dream. And then I'm waking up at 4:30 in the morning, which is 2:30 for them, sending them shit back. Like,
and then they respond and you're like, hold on, wait, what are you doing awake?
That's what I do with Shari.
There's time. She sends me stuff and I'll reply right away. She's like, why are you awake? I'm like,
no,
it's time to get up.
It's wild.
It's funny though. I was thinking about, like, you know, just talking about, like, how you feel like you're still, you know, a part of your long distance friend's life and relationship. And I think about when we came to visit you, I walked into the house. I was like, I feel at home. Like I had seen the house so much just being on FaceTime and being there. Like I knew where everything was. And, you know, it was just like walked in and it was like, I'm at home. Like, and I hadn't, I had came for the wedding, but that was a day. I was literally in and out. But like, it was just so funny. Like you just have that, you know, being able to see everything is just it is a blessing for sure.
It is. I'm grateful for technology in that aspect for sure.
But also that also tells me like we have such a convenient way to stay in touch, and that also says, okay, then why haven't we? Are we not real friends?
That's a good part.
Both of you at the same time, you're like
that part.
That's so, really, I mean, it can be helpful and it can also be hurtful too, because it is convenient, it is there. Are you utilizing it
now? I'm sitting here like, no joke, you just really made me think like, that motherfucker, I haven't talked to them in a while, like what's happening?
Text them, are you mad at me? Are we fighting?
No, fuck that. I'm about to send them the link to the show and bring them on here. But B, you mentioned like your long distance friendship was a friend that was in the Navy, and you mentioned it was a he, which kind of leads me to my next question for you guys, or next topic really, is like cross-gender friendships. So friendships of the opposite sex. First and foremost, do you guys feel like it's possible? That's always the first question that we have to ask, is it possible to be just friends with someone of the opposite sex?
Yes.
Elaborate.
I think for me, because I've always been closer to guys, I think I said in the last episode that, you know, I've always had relationships closer to guys because I just can vibe differently with the fellas than I do with girls. I think in some stages and sometimes it does get a little tricky, but you have to create those boundaries, right? And if you know that, then don't put yourself in that situation. But I do truly believe like there are just some people, like I may not be attracted to you, you may not be attracted to me, and like I'm cool with that, like I'm here for it, honestly, you know. But and you can still be friends with each other. Like I think sometimes people put too much on that. Like, you know, if you're in a relationship with somebody and you're like, oh, but I don't want my girl having male friends, and you're, oh, I don't want my dude to have female. Like, why? People are people. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, I wouldn't mind my, if it was really truly just a friendship, I wouldn't mind my dude having a female friend who could sometimes share maybe my viewpoint on something, because as women, sometimes we do think alike, you know, like, share my viewpoint on something that he may not be seeing coming from me. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like it's a benefit to having those relationships. But a lot of the times when you're in relationships, people don't want that. But I think it could be a huge benefit if people could learn to just be friends.
Yeah. Set the boundaries. I think that's very important. You hit the nail right on the head.
But I mean, why put yourself in temptation? If it's somebody you are attracted to, don't even try it. Like, oh, right. You know, like, don't even play those games. But you can find people who, you know, you're not, and truly be friends with them. But people make that very weird.
They do.
Yeah, very weird.
I saw you agreeing heavily.
Like, yes. All right. Because it is true. Like, from that single perspective, it is hard to maintain a friendship of the opposite sex, especially if that person is in a relationship or married or something, or eventually will be, whatever. You always run that risk of, she's single, so that's already a red flag. Why are y'all friends? And it's what she said, Shari, it's that limitation, it's that boundary that you set for yourself. Why are you going to be friends with someone that you are attracted to, first of all? Why are you going to put yourselves in that predicament to begin with? Mm-hmm. But also, it's just out of respect for, you know, as a single person, I have to be always aware of my actions and words, to someone else because they might be cool with it. Their partner might not be. Right. And so out of respect of that relationship, not out of respect of the friendship, but of y'all's relationship, that's something that you always have to be aware of. But also saying the fact that the attraction. So I know that the topic is friends of the opposite sex, but that just comes from the fact of the attraction. So, I mean, me being attracted to both sexes, can I be friends with both male and female?
Nice. Like,
it's, right. You know. Mm-hmm.
Good call out.
So it just comes down to that attraction and that limitation. So my opinion is that it can, but within reason.
So for you that is attracted to both sexes, have you had, excuse me, situations where both either male or female, doesn't matter, right? Where it has become an issue because of that attraction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that just, unfortunately, again, it's not just with the thought of the friendship, it's out of respect for, you know, the relationship of someone else. Because unfortunately, if we were both single, then it's fair game, right? Like, if it, we can be friends and it can evolve into something more, great. But if one of us is in that relationship or in a relationship, then it just, you're just walking on eggshells at that point. So it just, both sexes.
Yeah. As a married woman now, it's definitely like put a lot of things into perspective as far as friendships go, right? Like first and foremost, I want to start by saying I absolutely do think that people of the opposite sex can be friends without any attraction, awkwardness, or anything of that nature involved, because I definitely have male friends. Going back to our last episode and something that Bianca mentioned as far as like friendships and what things are important to her, it was growth that she mentioned, right? It was like that foundation of growth. Like, am I growing from being friends with you and things like that? I can honestly say that I've had some male friendships throughout my life that have taught me more about myself than a lot of my female relationships that I've had, because they give me a different perspective. Like, a lot of my male friends were the reason that I became as open-minded as I've become as a person, because they taught me the opposite side of that coin, right? Mm-hmm. And kind of, or put things into perspective for me when it came to like relationships and things like that. Like, they would be like, girl, don't fall for that shit. Like, this is what they're really saying. This is their true intention. You know, this is what they're really doing. And so I really appreciated that from my male friendships. And I'm also like, it's very easy for me to say, like even if we had a relationship in the past, for example, when I was single and then remained friends with like an ex and things like that, like I could totally divide the two, right? I could totally draw that line, create that boundary and say like, hey, going forward, this is what we are. If you're not cool with that, then we need to end this right now. You know what I mean? But then from my single Teresa perspective back in the day, one of the things that I encountered that was really difficult was those friends that like, just because you're a guy and I'm nice to you doesn't mean that I'm flirting with you. Mm. Like, boy, you need to come down a couple notches.
Humble yourself a little bit.
Like, I'm just a nice person, okay? Like, I'm not flirting with you. So, like, those kinds of things was kind of a struggle when I was single. But, like, as a married woman now, of course, I have to respect what my husband is and isn't comfortable with, you know? With also keeping in mind that some of my friendships were there for me in times that I was going through it. And you weren't even a thought in my mind yet because you weren't around. right? Mm-hmm. So you also have to kind of explain those types of situations to your significant other. And if they know you and they know your heart and they know your intention, then they'll be okay with that. And they'll be secure enough to like understand that it's just a friendship. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as like new friendships of the opposite sex, for me now as a married woman, it's always very important that it's like they're our friend. Even if me and them talk a little bit more than maybe you and them talk, like they're our friend. They're with us all the time. You know, they come to our family functions because they become family. And so, you know, things like that. Like I have a coworker, Mike, and an old coworker, Steven, and they became like my brothers. And so like my husband is friends with them too. You know what I mean? Like we're all friends together. I'm friends with their wives and significant others. And so like, it's like all of us coming together versus just like a pair in a sense. Yeah. Did you guys want to add anything to that?
But okay. So say for instance, you have those friends, right? You come across mm-hmm. those people. Do you think it's easier for them to be the friend to both of you because they have other individuals and this isn't a single individual?
What do you mean?
Like, do you, it's for you and your husband, is it mm-hmm. easy? Like, if you guys were to meet a friend, right? And say the guy was a single guy. Mm-hmm. Is your husband more inclined to be friends with that person over?
I see what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah, like, you know, like
over someone who's in a couple.
Right.
Honestly, I don't know because I haven't encountered that scenario.
Someone who's yet. Not.
Yeah. Like most of the people that we meet, especially at our age, like they're booed up with somebody or like, you know what I mean? Like I haven't met too many like single guys that we just kind of vibe and hang out with.
Yeah.
Aside from like maybe guys I work with, but like they don't, again, going back to colleague versus friend. but like, that's a great question that I can't really answer yet because we haven't really encountered that now that I think about it.
Get Gabe over here. We need to ask him right now. Live interview right now. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
But I would like to think that my husband is secure enough to be okay with that and that he would trust me enough to yeah. be okay with that.
But like, you know, like, is it just yeah. easier, you know, is it easier for that to happen? But I mean, yeah.
I mean, it probably is easier. I mean, it's right. peace of mind in a sense, right? So yeah. it's like, oh yeah, they're cool. You know, they got their person. I don't have nothing to worry about, right? But really, if you're in a marriage, especially like even in just a relationship, if the trust ain't there, then you got bigger issues.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Like,
they definitely don't get louder for the people in the bank.
I see it. Like you've got bigger issues if the trust just ain't there. But with that, and I'm really glad you brought this all up, like, comes transparency. Because if you're in a relationship, whether it's a marriage or not, are you upfront and honest with your significant other about these friendships? Or are you friends with them on the side and they don't really know the details of your friendship? You know, like for me and my husband, I come home every day and give him the rundown, like on all my business. Like he knows all my work drama. Like, you know what I mean? Like I legit tell him pretty much everything. So like if I came home and one day he was like, oh yeah, I hung out with so-and-so. And I'm like, who's that? You know what I mean? Like I've never heard of this person before. That might be a little different. And I'm sure he'd feel the same way if I just randomly was like, oh my God, I had lunch with so-and-so today. And he's like, who the fuck is that? You know, like that might be different. So
it's funny that you say that because I'm on a dart team or whatever. And that the transparency up front that, you know, does your partner know about your friendships? That's a big thing too, because I struggled with that in the past. Currently, it just took the fun out of playing on Thursdays to begin with. You know, my teammate, close in age, he is happily in a relationship. She doesn't think so. So I was in Seattle in April, and I wasn't able to make a game. And so I sent my friend to be my backup. I said, hey, I'm sending my friend to play in my place. Cool. Let me know how that goes. So I was in, you know, in Seattle, whatever. And I'm like, hey, did they make it? Is everything okay? Cool, 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 cool. I come back the next week and he tells me like, yo, my girl blew up. Like she saw the text messages and I'm like, okay. I'm not thinking anything of it because I'm like, okay, we're talking about, you know, the game. It's a 6-message conversation. What do you mean?
Right.
And he's like, oh, well, like I deleted the text message. I'm like, you're making me look bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you're making something out of nothing. That transparent, like be transparent with her. There's a female on the team. Be friends.
But
like,
see, he knew that already, and that's why he knew to delete it. You already knew it was rocky foundation to begin with, and that's
like
why you
needed. But you're putting me at risk. Like you're gonna make her hate me for no reason, all because of your decisions.
Right.
Like, dude, we could be so freaking homies, me and her, but you are ruining that. You are making it out to be something that it's not, and that jeopardizes a lot of things, y'all's relationship, yeah. Our friendship, like it's not fun anymore. This is no. So the transparency in your relationship, it's very important.
Yeah.
But.
And that actually leads me to like another thing too, is like, don't lie about who your friends are or once were to you. Like if you come to me and you're like, this is my cousin, this is my brother, you know, or my sister, or, you know, whatever, depending on who's saying it, right? Like, or just saying like, this is my friend. And I ask you like, oh, you know, do y'all have some history together? And you're like, no, it's nothing like that. We're just friends. And then I find out later that was your ex-girlfriend. You know exactly. What I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's where the issues come in. That's why I'm like, it's transparency, like not even honesty, transparency. I shouldn't have to ask you. Like you should just be upfront about that and let me know what the deal is. And so that way I know, hey, he was honest enough to be real. Yeah, we might have had a fling or something at some point, but now we're just friends. We realize that shit didn't work out. We're cool. It's all on a friendship level. You know, they're cool with me now. We're all good. Like I can deal.
But again, it comes back to the limitations, because even if y'all had that past, you have that history and you know that, okay, well, y'all made the decision. We're better as friends. Okay, cool. And you choose to be friends, then I'm going to expect you to lay down that boundary of,
yes,
to me, like being personal and having intimate conversations with the opposite sex or with that someone who you have a history with. We're going to get into a whole new topic that might be next week.
What yeah, is I was like that cheating? We didn't have time for.
That's defining cheating. So ooh,
that's a good topic.
Yeah. There's a few things, you know, just. Okay. We'll save that topic for next week.
I was literally getting ready to say, like, do you really think you could be friends with somebody like you've had sex with before? But see, we'll have to save that for another.
I mean, real quick, I have been in the past, but like when it comes to my marriage, it's a little bit different. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, that's like, what I'm saying. Even in a marriage,
like for me and the friend, we'd be fine. But that, you know, at some point you got to respect your significant other and how they feel about it. So it comes down to insecurities, right? How secure are you in your relationship? Because to me, that's what it really comes down to. Because me as a female, I can be fine with someone that you had a past with as long as you are honest about that past. So until you do me wrong, it's like innocent until proven guilty, right? Like until you do me wrong, because I know you as an individual. I mean, if I don't know you, I shouldn't be in a relationship with you, period. But like, because I know you as an individual, I'm going to give you that benefit of the doubt, especially if you're upfront and honest with me. If you're not, then we got problems. We got problems. Or if I give you, as my mom would say, if I give you a hand and you grab my foot, like, that's a problem. You know, so if I'm giving you the rope to be friends and have those relationships, like Michelle, don't feel to prove an innocent. You know, if I'm giving you the rope to be friends with someone that you had a history with because I'm trusting you, and you decide to betray that trust, then hang yourself with that rope.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what's going to happen.
Very well put.
Thank you. It all sounds better in Spanish.
Okay, good. I would not have understood it.
Those are all things in Spanish.
I would have thought it was romantic. I'm like, tell me again.
No, just kidding. With that said, we are at the top of the hour. We don't want to get our Instagram Live folks cut off. So we'll continue this conversation. Catch us next.
I'm curious what y'all define cheating as, because a girl's got to know. A girl's got to be considerate.
A girl's got to be considerate. A girl is Bianca. No, just kidding.
She is me. I am her. Her is we.
Any shout outs or anything before we go, ladies?
Just our you know, our followers, people who tune
the
in.
The loyal ones every week.
Who tune in every week. The love is very much appreciated, for sure.
Yes. Yes, yes. Everything breathing.
That defines cheating. Michelle Bowman.
Oh, don't even get her started on cheating. Wait, join us on the next episode, Michelle, because
I want all of our listeners to come with a list of what y'all define as cheating in relationships, even in dating, because dating is a big thing too. Dating has a lot of deal breakers, and some things that you wouldn't define as cheating is considered cheating or is a big deal breaker. So,
well, the list has been started. Check out the Instagram comments.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, it sounds like dating and
dating and
is deal breakers be our next topics.
A girl's got to know, because I'm putting myself out there this year.
Exactly.
Yes, help me, help y'all, help the world.
Help you, help y'all, help the world. B, let them know if they don't already follow us, like, subscribe. How can they do so?
If you are not already, then you can follow, like, and subscribe to us on our social media platforms. That's Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at It's No Secret Podcast. You can also follow us on TikTok until the 19th or whenever it does get banished. We're on at It's No Secret Podcast 0. And if you are unable to join us for our live stream every Wednesday, then we have our audio that's available on Spotify and Apple every Sunday.
Yeah. These comments that Michelle and Tanisha put a little emoji of her taking notes.
She's taking notes. Well, that'll be us next week.
Yes. So make sure you guys tune in next Wednesday. 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. That's really hard to remember.
It is.
But the live show, please join us. Join in on the conversation. It makes it that much better, for sure.
It does. And remember, it's no secret.
Bye.